Namaste, my name is Will Zimmer. I'm International Meditation Master. Today I want to speak about focus on yourself and stay silent in 2025. This is a powerful motivation speech from Tony Robbins. Where is your focus going? If your focus is on achieving your goals, your attention is on the future. If your focus is on the past, you're wasting your time and energy. You can't change the past. If you focus on what's missing, you never move forward. Instead, be thankful for every lesson and challenge you faced. Your failures, they were your best teachers. Gratitude is a key. You can only truly enjoy your life in the here and now. We can't control the outer world. We can control only our inner world, and even that takes discipline. Too often we react to situation instead of responding appropriately. What we can control is our focus, the meaning we give to situation, events, and challenge. Ask yourself, what meaning will serve me best? Then comes fear and anger, the two destroyers. Two emotions will destroy your relationship, your business, and your life. Fear and anger. You cannot be grateful and fearful at the same time. You cannot be angry and grateful simultaneously. Makes sense. The happiest people are also the most grateful people. So practice gratitude relentlessly. Say thank you out loud or in your mind 1,000 times a day. Do that and you will start attracting the good into your life. Practice in private, when in public. Professional singers or actors might perform for 1 minute on stage, but they've practiced for 1,000 minutes in private. The same goes for life. You must train, prepare, and grow behind the scenes. And always connect your action to a higher purpose. If you fall short of that purpose, you won't achieve what you are aiming for. Before you sleep tonight, ask yourself, what is my higher purpose? So the purpose can change. When I was young, I thought my purpose was to design new things as an engineer. It was very good. I was very good at it. But after two near-death experiences and severe illnesses, I discovered a different purpose. I didn't choose it. Life chose it for me. I didn't choose my purpose. Life chose it for me. I hope this video will discover also. Self-esteem is earned. Self-esteem is not built through compliments or praise from others. It comes from doing incredible, difficult things you once thought impossible. Then stop beating yourself up. It doesn't work. The people who forgive themselves the fastest are often the most successful people. The people who forgive themselves the fastest are often the most successful. Okay? Look at Nick Vujicic, born with no arms and no legs, and yet he's done extraordinary things. He is deeply grateful for his life. And you dare to complain. Care about something bigger than yourself. If you find something to care about more than yourself, you won't be trapped in constant self-focus. Do you want an extraordinary life on your terms? I never set out to create an extraordinary life, but I have one because I refuse to compromise my standard or my morals. It hasn't been easy. I fought so hard for my values that I've been bullied, left alone, and rejected. But that's the price. If you can hold your standards, no matter what, you've done something extraordinary for yourself. If not, you'll join the crowd of losers who numb themselves with beer, drugs, and excuses. You see them everywhere. I don't take any drugs, okay? Because I don't need that. I feel my failures. I feel my sadness. I feel my anger. And then I let them go. In 2025, focus on yourself, stay silent, build your strength in private, let your results speak for you. Thank you that I could speak about this, and bye.